that in case you go beyond your boundaries, I can use this to bring you back. Praise the Lord. I'm happy that you are understanding me. Amen. Adam and Eve were faced with that dilemma. The dilemma of this or that. And they were not the only one after the fall. I'm just going to mention a few that is relevant to us that I want you to understand. Mordecai was faced with the dilemma of this or that. Every day when Haman is walking into the palace at the gate and he is depicted as a short person. I don't have anything against short people. You know, in my mind, this is the way he walks in. You know, and you can see some people do that. And then he will look at Mordecai. Everybody at the gate will be bowing to him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we see that in church a lot. And it's all fake. Hello? Fake, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And a lot of preachers enjoy it. Makes them feel important. Amen? You look at Mordecai. You're not bowing to me. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to have you killed. Mordecai was faced with the dilemma. Should I bow to this man and avoid death? But if I bow to this man, God too will kill me. Not only will God kill me, I will be totally separated from God. So Mordecai decided and said, you know what? I'm not bowing. I'm choosing to stay with God. What can man do unto me? You can kill my flesh. You have no power over my soul. Hallelujah. Like some of us. Now what I'm about to say, don't take it in the wrong way. We are afraid of our manager, our employers, our supervisors. I'm not saying go and be rude to them. You lose your job. Amen. But when it comes to your faith, stand your ground. This scripture that says, if you love your mother, your son, your children, your everything more than me, you have no part of me. It doesn't resonate in us. He said, but if you lose this because of me, even here on earth, I'm going to reward you. I'm paraphrasing. Most of us don't see that. We safeguard ourselves in ah. At that time, we forget the choosing for God, the choosing in God. You see, the this or that is not the issue. This might not be wrong, and that might not be wrong. Praise the Lord. It just depends on how they fit in the plan and the purpose of God for your life. Praise the Lord. So Mordecai refused to bow. What about Esther? I'm sure we talked about it in the Open Heavens this morning. I thought about that story again when I read my Open Heavens this morning. And I'm like, Do you know the only simple reason why God put Esther in that palace and why God dethroned, allowed Vashti to be dethroned, was simply because of the safety of Israel. Hello? Was simply because of the safety of the children of Israel. Because God knew that a day was coming, that they were going to plan an ethnic cleansing in the nation. So how am I going to save my children? Let me go put Esther as an advance party and plug her there. And Esther could have thought that, well, I'm better than everybody. I'm more beautiful than everybody. And that is why I'm here. And she may be in an argument with somebody else one day and said, well, and the other person says, is it because you are the queen? And she too can reply, did they not see you before they chose me? Because she thought it was just me and by me, but Esther didn't do that. A law was there. If you come in to see the king, if you are not called, you will die. It doesn't matter who you are. Esther was faced with the dilemma of this or that. But she decided, I'm going for the sake of my people. If I perish, I perish. Because if I don't go, they will kill me anyway. Was that the only thing? Let me talk about younger people, teenagers. We read the story of Daniel. How Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in captivity. And they were choice boys for the king. They were going to go to the king's school. So they began to feed them. They wanted to feed them with food from the king's pantry. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were teenagers. Daniel especially was 17 years old. A 17-year-old boy saying, you know what? He was faced with the dilemma of this and that or that. He said, I'm going to choose for God. I refuse to defile myself. So don't tell me a 17-year-old boy or a 17-year-old girl who has been in church cannot decide and say, what? I refuse to defile myself. There's a precedence in the Bible already. He chose right. We don't even want the king's food. Well, many people's appetite have killed them. I'm not going to allow the king's food to derail me from the plans and the purpose of God for my life. Many people are not in church today because of what they are going to eat. Can I an amen? Amen. You see, only four people said amen. Can I hear an amen? Because of food, if I don't go, how am I going to put food on my table? May you not end up in hell and say, and I was working for food to the extent that I neglected my relationship with God. Amen? What about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He too was faced with this dilemma of this or that. Can you imagine a man fasting for 40 days and 40 nights? Now he was hungry. Some of us, before the first day, we are hungry. Satan never tempts you with what you don't have. He tempts you with what you know and what you have. It doesn't tempt anybody with emptiness. You are the Son of God. You have power to turn this stone to bread. You are hungry. You can do it. Do it and eat. Was that such a bad suggestion? Yes, it was. Number one, it was suggested by Satan. That already makes it bad. Amen? Let me tell you something. Even if Satan suggests the right thing to you, it's bad. Because it came from Satan. Do you understand me? And Jesus rightly answered him, man shall not live by bread alone. I'd rather go hungry than follow your own suggestion. Oh, wow. We can stop here and talk about this till kingdom come. I'd rather go hungry than follow your suggestion. Can you go hungry just to obey God? Hello? Can you go hungry? Can you deny yourself, because you know if I do that, it's going to be contrary to the will of God. That was number one. Number two, Satan said, look at the kingdoms of the earth. Just bow to me. I'll give you everything. I'll give it to you. What did Jesus come to do? To take back the kingdom. Right? That was an avenue to take it, right? But we know that Satan is the father of lies. Amen? He will tempt. Do this, you will get this. Huh? You know those guys on the road that will put something on the floor and three cups. And then they will say, watch closely. Watch closely. Watch closely. $10. For $10, if you get the right thing, you'll get $100. I remember growing up, used to have magicians in my area. What's his name now? There was one called Rondo Rondo. Even his name already tells you that he's a deceiver. And he has his boys, just tricks. And then you see somebody, one of his boys, bring wads of money and put it down. And then get more money. Then that entices the crowd. And this person will put this. Somebody, a woman going to the market to buy food for his for her children, will put her money down. A man coming from work with his salary will put his money down. He wants to double it so that he can boast to his wife. They end up crying. Not only do they do it willfully, leaving their money in the mist there, his boys also are pickpockets. Double jeopardy. Amen. Jesus said no. And there was another time he said, jump. You won't fall. You have angels at your disposal. At least I left you with 3/4 or 3/3. You won't fall. They will break your fall. The fourth one. When Jesus was going to the cross, he was faced with the dilemma of this or that. I don't want to go to the cross. Should I go to the cross? Ah, the pain of the cross. He had a mental battle in that place. To the extent that he prayed and prayed, the sweat of his body became like blood. And he said, Lord, not my will. Can you imagine Jesus not choosing to go to the cross? We're all doomed. There's no way out for us. This gathering, this would have just been a comedy club. Do you know that? This won't be church anymore. It will be what? A comedy club. That brings me to another thing. What is a comedian doing on God's pulpit? Hello, that's what church has become. Hello? Because we can't preach the word again. We have to bring comedians to make people laugh. So if I'm going to laugh, is it church that I have to come and follow comedy? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And it has become a big thing to draw crowd. So some people justify it and say, well, we have to use anything to bring people into the church. And then the comedian too will abuse you, will abuse your father and your mother and make you laugh. And by the time the word comes, you don't remember the word. Hallelujah. Satan just lied. You don't need God. You don't need God to make any choice again. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, time, I bind you. Thank you. We've bounded the time. We put time under subjection. In Jesus' name. Some of you don't understand it, but when you get home, you'll understand. Amen. Jesus set us an example. He said, what I see my Father do. Hello? Did you hear me? What I see my Father do, that is what I do. What I hear my Father say, that's what I say. Praise the Lord. Jesus was just simply telling us in John chapter 5 verse 19, he was simply saying, I don't have a mind of my own. My mind belongs to God. It's whatever he tells me to do, that's what I will do. Whatever he tells me to say, that's what I will say. Somebody came to our general overseer one day and he said, please prophesy to me. And the man of God said, I'm not that kind of a prophet. It is whatever God tells me, that's what I say. There are some people today, and there are some churches like that. Some people are in those kind of churches where the same person you went to the beer parlor with yesterday, the same person you went to the party with yesterday, the same person who was speaking jargons that you can hear, now gets under another spirit and dance around and say he has a message from God for you. And you two, you now kneel down to receive that message. Both of you are doomed. If the cap fits, wear it. Praise the Lord. Man, made in union with God. Man, like the branch in the vine, as soon as they accepted the lie, God came and said, I don't want to go into the depth of the, I'm just going through the end of it. You have separated yourself from me. Why are some people afraid to pray? Why are some people not willing to come into the presence of God? I've told us before, sin is the number one reason why people don't come to church. Sin. I spoke to a man, I think it was last year, we were talking about prayer. Say, well, all the prayer, una de pray, which one has God answered? Rather than be angry, I felt sorry for him. I felt sorry for him. Hallelujah. Anytime we make choices or make a choice outside the will of God, we are immediately separated from God. It's a serious matter, brethren. It's a serious matter. What does our choices say? When we make our choices, we declare two things. I'm still depending on God. Or I am independent from God. People want to be independent. Even our children, they want to be independent. You can't tell me what to do. I know what to do. Husbands are independent. I know the way. And then you miss the way. Wives, career woman, independent. You are married to your job now, no family anymore. Many Christians are still choosing self-directed life. Self-dependent life. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 14, for as many as are led, listen to this carefully, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. The implication of that scripture is simple. If you are not led by the Spirit of God, you are not a child of God. No matter what you say, even if you say, I'm a Christian, But you are not led by the Spirit. You are not subject to the leading of God. You are not a child of God. So at the end, such a person should not be surprised when God says, I don't know you. You are not part of the people following me. You only say you know me by mouth, but you are not subject to me. I gave you a plan, but you decided to follow your own plan because you were so much in a hurry. May God have mercy on us. Apostle Paul said, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. What does this mean? This simply means that you don't have to choose like Satan. You don't have to choose like Adam. You don't have to choose like others. You can renew your mind with information from God. What does God want me to do about this? Because we are in a hurry, we forget to ask that question of God. Lord, what do you want me to do in this instance? Let God choose for you. Let God choose with you. Hallelujah. In closing, Marcus Lamb is one of the founders of Daystar. He wrote, he said, wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. Can I say that again? Wrong is wrong, even if the majority is doing it. And right is right, even if no one is doing it. So if nobody is doing the right thing, it doesn't change the right thing. If everybody is doing the wrong thing, it doesn't change it to become right. He said, Father said, it is easy to stand with the crowd. And there's always this sense of uneasiness of being alone. Why am I the only one? Why am I the only one? I remember when I first got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was the only one among my peers, among all of us that went to church together. They saw me like a strange person. When I speak, they look at me like, are you crazy? But I refuse to still follow them. It is easy to stand with the crowd. It takes courage to stand alone. I put it this way. It takes courage to stand alone with the truth. Even if you are the only one standing with the truth, stand. Because you are the real person standing. I didn't hear an amen to that. Hallelujah. Whatever you are choosing, whatever you choose, whether it is this or that, do it with the mind of Christ. Do it by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Do it so that the glory of God can shine in you and through you. Always remember, majority does not carry the vote with God. Why are you the only one different? Because my God is different. Dathan, Korah, and Abiram, they stood against Moses. Are you the only one that can hear from God? We too, we can hear from God. Why is it your own that is different? Because my God is different. And because my assignment is different. I don't have the same assignment as everybody else. I knew where God brought me out of, not the way He brought every other person out. I know the day I gave my life to Christ. I know what I saw before I changed my mind. I saw hell. I know it's real. The preacher was not talking about hell, but yet God opened my mouth and my eyes and I saw hell. I've never heard the voice of God before, but that day I heard the voice of God. Do you want to hang there? That day was a this or that for me. You can continue with your lifestyle, or you chose to follow God. Moses chose to follow God rather than stay in the palace of Pharaoh. God said to Adam, after his ill-informed decision, "You are dust." That was the first time he heard it. You are dust. You are going back to dust. I clothed you with glory before. You are not supposed to die, but now you are going back. You have said by your choice, you have nothing to do with this realm. So I condemn you to that realm. You know, this program called Shark Tank, I think all these programs that I talk about, they need to start paying me because I'm advertising them. There's Mr. Wonderful. When he wants to make a deal with you and you refuse to make a deal with him, he will either say two things. You are a cockroach. Or say, you are dead to me. Adam chose to make the deal with the devil. God said, you are dead to me. Are you dead to God? And you know it by the choices you make. A life separate from God here on earth is going to be a life separated from God in eternity. It's a dreadful thing. It's a fearful thing to live in a place without time, in pain and in agony, where forever and forever has no meaning at all. Brethren, it's up to you today. This or that. This or that. Joshua said, I and my household, we will serve the Lord. The Bible says that wisdom and knowledge proceeds from the mouth of God. So I want to challenge you today to renew your mind and choose wisely. Let us rise up.